You what?
Welcome everybody out tonight to the Western U Innovation Mosquito Abatement District Board Meeting of Trustees for April 17th, 2024. Could we have a reading of the minutes, please?
Minutes for held February 21st. That minutes for February 21st, 2024. Motion to approve minutes by Chipper Finn, seconded by Alan Hassan. Motion approved by all those present. Motion to pay the bills as presented was made by Connie Schwett, seconded by Chipper Finn. Motion approved by all present. Financial statement. Motion to accept financial statement as presented was made by Connie Schwett, seconded by Glenn Jessen. Motion approved by all present. Fraud risk assessment, discussion of fraud risk and the need for assessment with the annual audit. Conflict of interest statement, brief discussions about the conflict of interest statement form completed by those present. New business for the board currently doing routine maintenance on the foggers. We'll start the season with four or five employees. Most are running, returning from previous seasons. They have been checking the snowpack, very similar to last year. The weather has been nice with warm-ups and cool-downs. It helps to keep the mosquito population down. Glenn Jessen, motion to adjourn to the meeting at 7:52 p.m.
Okay. Is there any questions on the minutes?
I have none.
Can we get a motion on the minutes, please?
Make a motion to accept the minutes as read.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have it.
Who seconded? Connie?
I did.
Angel?
Yep.
Payables for April, please, 2024.
Payables, Acock Miles County Service, $425. The Service Control 3030, $13,003.98. The Service Max Part at Delicious Oil, $7,034.55. The Service Alva Sit, $1,608. Kimball Midwest for Supplies, $406.89. Adapco, Larva Siding Oil, $11,613.74. Dominion Energy for Natural Gas, $536.79. That's for this building and for the shop. KK Sanitation for Garbage Services, $85. Strata Networks, Fax, Internet, Net, and Landline, $171.52. Strata Networks for Cell Phones, $105.46. Echo Car Wash for Trucks Clean, $33.75. Utah Local Government's Trust, Workman's Comp, $97.25. March 21st, 2024, there was checks made to board members Alan Haslam, Andrew McRae, Charlie Tribble, Connie Schwett, and Glenn Jettis, all for $200 apiece. On April 1st, 2024, Moon Lake Electric for electricity at $274.02. Gerald Larson for payroll, $1,521.37. Julianne Riches for payroll, $184.70. Gateway payroll, $5,049.77. April the 15th, Gerald Larson payroll, $1,521.37. Best Fire Safety Equipment, $405.50. CarQuest for oil and filters, $554.85. Designs Visa for supply and security, $203.56. Total all payables, $45,837.07.
Are there any questions on payables?
The Thuris or whatever, that's your chemicals?
Yeah, and you'll notice here on the checks, there's only one check made out. When I list them, I list them as the invoices.
Okay.
And so she just combined the invoice and made one check out for it. Okay, that'll look for fine. Chemicals. The Thuris is for chemicals and the DAP is for chemicals.
Okay.
So that's what they are.
Any other questions?
I'll make a motion we accept the payables as presented.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Financial statement for April 2024, please.
Public Treasury Investment Fund, the PTIF, balance forward of $771,533.43. There was a deposit from Duchesne County Treasurer. in that account, $2,616.92. There was interest earned at 5.4438% of $3,577.72. Ending balance is $777,728.07. The Mountain American Credit Union in the savings account, the balance forward is $3,726.01. Interest was at 0.50% or 16 cents, ending balance of $3,726.70. Mountain American Credit Union for checking, the balance forward is $45,717.19. There was an IRS payment, $426.63. There was analysis fee of $6.08. There were 22 checks cleared to pay the bills, $14,648.42, leaving an ending balance of $30,636.06. Total old money and mosquito abatement is $812.90.
Any questions on the financial statement? We get a motion.
I make a motion.
Second?
I'm second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Who said it, Angel?
Yeah.
Is there any other business that we've brought before the board?
I just let you know what's going on. We've got all our chemicals. What they did, they were serious. First of all, I ordered Control 3030, that's what we mixed to do a dose setting. That we mix crop oil with it. We put 130-gallon drum of 3030 Control into 355-gallon drums of mineral oil. That's how it's mixed. And it's put out at about 4 to 5 ounces per acre. That's how it's mixed and that's how it's put out. But anyway, when I ordered it, I ordered about 30-gallon drums, and he shipped them 55-gallon drums. Mm-hmm. Well, when he shipped them, I got them there, 55-gallon drums. That was double what I had budgeted for what I'd ordered, because that's how we mix them. And then the dilute oil, it came yesterday. The 30-30 and 30-gallon drums come today, and they come and picked up the 55-gallon and took them back. So we had updated stuff with them, but that's what the mysterious bill should be. Other than that, we're about ready to go. We've had a complaint or two. I seen a mosquito on the hood of my truck out there the other day, and I thought of just leaving it on the hood. I'd have a hood ornament, but it flew off, but it was a real mosquito. And I had another lady over in Arcadia that she called and said the mosquitoes were real bad. She lived down on the river. And I told her, I says, you got a pond right there, yeah. I says, you got fish in your pond, yeah. I said, well, you fish will eat the larva. So you don't have to worry too much about it. I wouldn't treat your pond for nothing. You could have got fish in. I'll have all them fish belly up, and I don't want that. So I won't do that. But I said, then you won't have none in the river because it flows. I said, what you've got down there is like Coleman or Maricoma gnats. They're coming up like this, and you see them, and everybody says, oh, the mosquitoes. They don't land on you. They don't bite. They don't have nothing to bite you with.
No, they just make your windshield a mess.
Huh?
Just make my windshield a mess.
But they just look mad.
Look like,
yeah, and they're just a little bit bigger than some mosquitoes. But there are some mosquitoes out there, and we're not doubting that. We have one gal that she just got out of school this week, so she'll probably start next week. And within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be hired. I've got some other, as soon as they get out of school, they'll be going to work. So.
Well, I had one mosquito on my windshield the other day, too.
You saw one?
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of it?
No.
You should have done it. Either that or swat.
Oh, I just let it blow off. I wasn't worried about it.
That's what's going on right now.
Just let it blow off.
We had two trucks that had window chips. We just went up and got them fixed today, and he didn't charge us nothing. That was unusual. Didn't charge for fixing raw chips in your window when you put a chip in your window.
They did or didn't?
They didn't charge us. Yeah. I was surprised.
Where'd you go?
Jones, and that was surprising, because we have an account with Jones, and they never even charged us.
They didn't charge you?
What?
They didn't charge you?
Never charged us. I had one of my personal pickup I took down to the other end of town, and they charged me $25.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They told Gerald when we took them in there today that they'd be $35 each. And I said, that's fine, we got an account, they're just charged. But he went down there again and said, no charge.
Oh.
Said, okay, that's good for us. We'll take that.
I'll try that. I got 2 rock trips that I should have filled before winter.
Well, I have a $500 deductible on my comprehensive.
Yeah.
And you know what? Put a new window in my deductible. $880, and I had to pay $500 something. And that because it just started tracking when I went to Nebraska, and it just kept coming, went all the way up.
Oh, God, so I need to fix me.
But that better if you get a chip to fix it that way than to have to wait until it starts tracking.
Yeah, starts to run up. So.
Mine's still little stars. I got one on each side.
But that's all I have, children.
Any other? Anybody?
You probably ought to send me a picture of what it looks like.
So
for now, we seldom see them. We wouldn't even know what one looked like.
Why are you even on this board, right?
I keep forgetting to ask this question.
Why are you?
When we get
you're finding a lot of stuff
thing in the mail. Are we supposed to hang it up somewhere in town?
You very seldom get
the
phone. I post this on the public website.
You get some more to blue mail.
And I always send it to the newspaper in the radio.
You don't have the
and that's all we need to do.
I'll put wonder in every time I get it.
The purpose of the one in the mail is prior to the meeting,
so I can do homework.
You can do your homework. So if you have any questions, you can go over everything and decide whether or not you want to ask questions or whatever.
Okay. I do have something that I've got.
Tribal water.
My wheels are turning on, and it's mainly because I don't understand yet. But I have to understand it before I try and ask it.
Okay.
But there you go.
It's down the road, but I do have something that I'm pondering on.
There's no other business. So meeting adjourned.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it. My battery's dead.
Everybody's in favor of that, I'm sure.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it.
Okay, so before you leave, I need you to sign that.
Did we even look at the bills?
Oh, we didn't do that.
Pass the checks around.
We gotta do that, sorry.